A man in the bow tie. Quote, "It was in these years that I went over to the bow tie. Many men I admired wore bow ties. Franklin Roosevelt, Winston Churchill, Humphrey Bogart, Groucho Marx. Bow ties are not only neat and suggestive of insolence, they have an additional, one immeasurable advantage, especially for sloppy eaters. It is impossible, or at least it requires extreme agility, to spill anything on a bow tie." And that was a quote by Arthur M. Schlesinger, Jr., on the decision he made in college to start wearing a bow tie. Now, Arthur's last name I just probably butchered, but in any case, I agree and I really like his reasoning here. Because when you wear a piece of neckwear in today's day and age, you are bucking the trend. It's something that's disappearing. And then when you wear a bow tie instead of a necktie, you are, you know, not only bucking the trend, but you're also saying, you know, I'm doing this for me. Because people that wear bow ties, they do draw attention to themselves. It's something that every time you wear it, you're going to receive a compliment. So let's quickly talk about the bow tie. Although the bow tie shape and general characteristics have remained the same for about 150 years, its place in society has moved one from it used to be on equal footing with its cousin the necktie to being one of something you just rarely ever see. To find a man who enjoys wearing a bow tie daily is difficult, perhaps because so many view the bow tie as more amusing or belonging to the realm of eccentrics than in a professional's wardrobe. And that's really unfortunate, because from a practical point of view, it's less likely to get in your way, flatters a wide variety of faces, has a strong history, and technically is just as correct as a standard necktie for any formal event. So if you have the courage to wear a bow tie, you'll find it's a small accessory that receives a lot of attention. Women will smile at you, young men will tell you how it reminds them of a favorite older relative, and older gentlemen will compliment you for bringing back something great that was lost. And I know some of you guys are out there thinking, oh, but they're really just laughing at you. But I beg to differ, because a man who can pull off a bow tie is confident in his own skin, and that's something any great person can appreciate. Bow tie history. The bow tie has a pedigree reaching back into the early 18th century, when Croatian soldiers served as mercenaries in the French army's light cavalry during the 30 Years' War against the German Empire. Traditional Croatian military dress included scarves worn around the neck in a distinctive manner. This handsome Croatian style captivated the French during the reign of Louis XIV, and they adapted it and wore it as a piece of fabric around their neck collars in the fashion then known as à la croate. This expression soon became the root of the new French term cravat. The cravat flourished, and it soon became the sign of cultivation and elegance among the bourgeois. The cravat tie eventually inspired the bow and the four-in-hand neckties. In the mid-19th century, a bow tie evolved from being a simple swath of material, often of lace, known as the jabot, which was tied into any kind of bow, into something much closer to what we're familiar with today. A specific bow tie pattern was designed, and when fabrics were cut using that pattern, the result was a bow that was definitive in form and soon was consistent and became synonymous with formal attire. It was particularly popular with a newly introduced tuxedo jacket, an alternative to the tailcoats that required white ties. And although the bow tie began to lose its place as popular business attire, one fan has noted that the bow tie has survived as a statement that a man takes pride in his dress. Perhaps the most famous bow tie of the mid-20th century was Winston Churchill's classic navy silk with white polka dots. During World War II, Churchill and FDR formed a bow tie alliance in opposition to Hitler's penchant for the four-in-hand. A few years later, some of the icons of show business, including Frank Sinatra, wore bow ties, and lots of men have followed suit ever since. I mean, Abraham Lincoln. Well, actually, he came before, but Humphrey Bogart, James Bond, you know, whether he be Sean Connery or Daniel Craig, guys, the bow tie is manly. Bring it back. This is Antonio, and that's it for bow ties.